if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Row.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Row.
It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. Remember, when we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. Ordinarily joined on the phone at this time by Mayor Lydia Lavelle. She is unavailable today. We are joined instead by Mayor Pro Tem Barbara Fouché on the phone. How are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron. How about you?
I'm doing okay. So a lot still going on. Y'all are done with meetings, but the business of town goes on. And we've got, starting with 4th of July festivities, a lot of them are online this year, but it's a full day of events. What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. So Carborough, we're having what we call a socially distant virtual celebration this year. Instead of the usual parade downtown with all our community members, we're going to have a town vehicle marathon parade. It's a 26-mile route around the town of Carborough. It will feature vehicles from police, fire, public works, planning, and recreation and parks. And it will travel most of the major arteries in Carborough, as well as a good number of the neighborhoods. So pretty excited about that. I believe it's starting at 10 a.m. in the morning. And a Carborough community tradition continues with the reading of Frederick Douglass. That will be a virtual gathering again of different community members to bring the message forth about the meaning of the 4th of July for the Negro. And then we also have some live music. And that'll be online, as well as kids' crafts activities, a puppet show, and story time. And all of these events are virtual and will be available to the public tomorrow.
Again, you can.
So we think we did pretty good with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can, if you're listening out there, you can head to the town's website, townofcarborough.org, for more. And they've got a separate website just for July 4th events. CarboroughJuly4th.com is the website there. And I imagine it had to be a lot of work to kind of rearrange everything just in the last couple of months to try to continue to do everything but do it online. And I know plans are already in the works for fall events, like the music festival already in the works, and that's going to have to be changed and tweaked and rearranged and everything as well, right?
Yeah, so actually we got an update. The council got an update earlier this week from Anita Jones McNair about that. So basically what we're doing is we're taking applications from local performers, but of course festival organizers are reviewing several different options, like live broadcasting, live streaming, and pre-recorded performances. Mm-hmm. There's some good opportunities there, you know, for audience expansion and maybe, you know, access for some folks who may not have been able to attend the festival otherwise. So that's where we are right now. That's the update that we got.
And
that's where we are with it.
And then just kind of staying with COVID-19 and the fight against it. Obviously, the town has been doing a lot of work in the last, I don't know, we're going on 4 months now. I'm going to have to increase the number.
Mm-hmm.
4 months of this. How does it feel to you? Does it feel like 4 months, 2 months, 27 years? Like, what is your take on this?
It feels like a long time already. And it does, Aaron. It feels like a long time already. And, you know, we have had to make a lot of changes, starting with how we meet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows, you know, we met virtually up until June 23rd. We also have a couple of special meetings this summer because COVID is still going on.
Yep.
So, and we certainly, as a council, felt like it was too long to wait until September to get the updates. And so we've scheduled a couple of meetings in the summer. And, you know, we just continue to get the message out about wearing the mask and washing your hands and social distancing, because that's the way to stay safe right now.
Yeah.
The virus is changing. It's mutating. You know, you're getting some different symptoms here and there, and starting to see some things that were different, you know, from the way it was presenting before. So you know, we have to continue to be vigilant. We have to continue to be vigilant. We cannot let up. And I feel like in phase two, as you know, a few things started to reopen and people started to move around more and go places, you know, feeling a little bit freer. And, you know, I feel like we're getting this uptick in cases in Orange County. I just looked just before I got on the phone with you, and I saw that our cases in Orange County are 25% higher than they were a week ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's a pretty big jump. Pretty big jump.
Yeah,
so, yeah, certainly everyone is concerned, and we're trying to, you know, just help lead during the age of COVID and keep community members informed and safe.
Yeah, I've been tracking that number, too, and it's been a pretty significant jump all over the state and, yeah, certainly here in Orange County as well. The one cool thing that the town has done recently, and I think this was just in the last week or announced in the last week, was kind of opening up some or taking steps to open up some lanes of traffic and some spaces and parking lots for mostly for curbside pickup or for businesses to do some more outdoor business rather than hurting people inside where it's easier to transmit. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It was done under an emergency proclamation by Mayor Lavelle. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, and it does on a temporary basis, it gives businesses, like you said, a little more flexibility in the use of private lands and also the opportunity for increased use of access to public spaces during the pandemic, which means, like you said, curbside pickup and maybe some outside dining in places where there normally wasn't outside dining. And also just realizing the impact that COVID is having on our local businesses, especially our, you know, everybody, but, you know, the restaurants, you know, what people normally would do takeout as well as have access to dine-in. So we just are having to adjust accordingly and are very pleased to be able to do that. And there are, town staff is going to hold a couple of meetings Wednesday, July 8th and Thursday, July the 9th to support the business community about these efforts. And let me just say, and I think he's here now, he started July 1st. Welcome to our new Economic Development Director, Mr. John Hartman Brown, who joined the town of Carver on July 1.
Yeah, it's a big position for him to step into right around now. We were talking when his name got announced that he's taken over for Betsy Bertram, who had the interim position for exactly the worst period that you would want to have that position, like right in the middle of COVID-19 when you've got to do so much.
Yeah, but I want to tell you about Betsy Bertram. Betsy Bertram jumped in right away. She really helped with the two rounds of emergency grant loan funding that we did. She led the way with that and, you know, got some conversations started with our minority business community. So she came in working, and I think she's still working. I don't think she's gone yet, but she has been very impactful in the short period of time that she's been working with the town in the economic development department. And I just appreciate her because she came in working. She was willing, you know, just energetic with great ideas. And, you know, I really appreciate her stepping in at a very critical time.
Speaking with Barbara Fushi again, Carborough Mayor Pro Tem, Carborough Town Council, townofcarborough.org for more on Carborough Town Government, including upcoming meetings. And you just mentioned working with minority businesses. There's going to be a minority business roundtable coming up next week. Remind me the day. Is it Tuesday that this is happening?
The minority business roundtables are actually later in July. They'll be July the 23rd and July 24th. And it's a direct attempt, very specific and intentional action to better serve our minority business community. So it's about learning more about what their needs are and being able to meet those needs and provide better support. So July 23rd, July 24th, and this information is on the town's website.
Again, townofcarborough.org. And there's a few different events coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks. Another one is on a seminar that the town is hosting along with Orange County. It's on fair housing and housing discrimination and letting people know what their rights are when it comes to housing, right?
Yeah, Aaron. So I am believing that this came out of our Affordable Housing Advisory Commission. I think the idea was birthed from that group. And some of the topics that they're going to talk about is who's protected by the Fair Housing Act, who must comply with the Fair Housing Act, latest information on eviction in the time of COVID-19, and also information about eviction and utility shutoff processes. And so that event is on July 15th, 7:30, take 45 p.m., and you should register for that event. I just think that's timely as well. It's going to provide some great information.
Speaking with Barbara Fushi again, townofcarborough.org for more information on those events and other things related to Carborough Town Government. Now, you're coming back for some meetings fairly soon, but generally speaking, Carborough Town Council is on break. Most of the other local municipal elected boards are on summer break now, at least until we get into August. We're right in the middle of a really powerful movement for racial justice locally and statewide and nationwide. A lot of momentum, a lot's already been done, and conversations are very much in the works for more structural reforms down the road. How do you keep the momentum going for the summer when the local town councils and county commissioners and elected boards aren't going to be having those meetings every single week?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do have a couple of meetings, like I said, this summer, and we do have a project that we hope will come to fruition around a Black Lives Matter mural here in Carborough, which I feel like will draw some attention as well as act as a reminder that, you know, we still have a lot of work to do as we continue to work towards dismantling racism. And true change comes at the policy level, the institutional level, and we just have to keep working towards those goals and keep that in mind. And I'm just trusting and believing that, you know, the momentum and the energy will hold together through the summer, and that there will be activities, you know, around that to just keep people reminded. I am trusting and believing that. And not to mention, when we come back in September, we have work to do. You know, we have a public safety task force that we have to give a charge to and, you know, try to get some people to start serving on that. So, like I said, hopefully over the summer there will be more activities and more conversations that that folks will put together, not necessarily local government, but, you know, maybe like the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP or some of our other community organizations that can help, you know, keep the fire stoked and the conversation going.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Pro Tem Barbara Fushi, we got to wrap up. Other things going on in Carborough that folks ought to know about?
I think we covered everything, Aaron. I mentioned about the mural. We will be talking about that on our first special meeting, which will be July 14th. Most of the meetings are going to be dedicated to COVID-19 updates, but I believe that a few other things are probably going to creep into the agenda. We did have a Carborough resident approach the mayor about doing a Black Lives Matter mural, and you know, he's starting to interact with town staff and, you know, getting some sketches done and trying to look at some locations, and so we're hoping to make a decision about that at the July 4th meeting.
Awesome.
So that's like something recent.
Yeah.
Pretty recent.
I think we spoke with Mayor Lavelle about this last week when the conversation was just getting started, and the original idea was to have it be around the parking lot by Town Commons. Is that still the idea, or has that changed?
Yeah, so the artist actually went out with town staff earlier this week and looked at that location. And that's going to be probably the primary location. We're also looking for a location for End Racism Now, a second mural, and that hasn't been decided, you know, exactly where that's going to go, because to put something like that on a town street, it's like jumping through hoops of fire, because there are so many things to go through with the DOT, you know, and other permitting agencies. It would just take a while to get it on the ground. But we know Black Lives Matter, it would not be a problem to put in the parking lot between Town Hall and Town Commons, because that is town property. So that would be the start of the mural. And then, of course, the second location, we would have to determine that.
Again, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. If you want info on 4th of July events, carboroughjuly4th.com is that website. So go there for more information as well. Barbara Frusci, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.